Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helps in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective on Monday the 30th of July 2012, and a bit of a short commentary this week. I suspect everyone's concentration is more on other forms of gold and silver than the financial ones at the moment. Last week, very mixed week on the markets, with some early falls on Spanish bond yields primarily, but followed by strong gains after a speech by the EC President Mario Draghi pledging almost unconditional support for the euro, and a slew of mixed earnings and economic data. Across in the US, the data was mixed but still looks good compared to Europe, and the primary data last week was second quarter GDP, first indications showing a rather anemic 1.5% growth in the economy. But that was better than expected, and it was received quite well by investors. On the results side, Apple results disappointed, but those were offset by good results from Boeing and Caterpillar and some others. And the all-important Purchasing Managers Index still remained in positive territory, although it did fall a bit, but still above 50. Across in Europe, European bond yields fell and equities rose after Draghi's London speech, in which he indicated a willingness to really provide unconditional support for the euro, and that included the purchase of Spanish debt. Now that's obviously not favoured by the Germans, but when it comes to a vote, the Germans only have one on the ECB and so could be overruled. On the economic front, Eurozone PMI dropped again to 44, 50 is break even, so not looking good there. And here in the UK, second quarter GDP figures were released showing a contraction of 0.7%. Now this is a very uncertain figure. Not only is it subject to distortions from the weather and the Jubilee, but could be subject to significant revisions. And it's also in sharp contrast to falling unemployment and rising business confidence, so there's some conflict there between what the figures are saying. Across Asia Pacific, Japan inflation fell back into negative territory again, not good. It has been positive just for the last 4 or 5 months, so that is a worry. In Japan, two retail sales rose for the seventh consecutive month in a row. But I suspect that's now under threat from falling prices, which once again will put off the consumer, who will wait for prices to fall and fall and fall. Looking at some of the other indicators, oil was volatile but ended down on the week. US Treasury yields rose on Draghi's comments as they pushed risk back into inflation and people switched out of bonds and back into equities. The euro strengthened against the dollar and the pound, but the Japanese yen fell back on those inflation figures, as investors saw it as an indication that Japan still not really won the battle against deflation. Although the yen itself had soared earlier in the week to an 11.5-year high against the euro, so quite a lot of volatility there. Looking at the markets last week, generally little change, masking heavy early falls in the week, followed by stronger gains later. So Japan ended up down 1%, Far East more or less unchanged, Europe up 1%, UK unchanged, US up about 1.5%. Oil fell back about 1.5% to $90 for West Texas Intermediate, and gold is up 3% actually to $1,629. So it's bottom line, all eyes still remain on Europe, and we will wait to see if words will actually translate into action. August going to be dominated by the Olympics and the holidays, but come September, the US elections and its impact on the US economy is going to move into centre stage. This week, market moving events, three central bank meetings, the Fed, the ECB and the Bank of England. Probably no real movement there, the Fed in particular not unlikely to take any action before the November elections. Here at PFL, I'm off now until 3rd of September, so that's it from me. Have a good week. Take